Take Braille out to the ball game. Two photos appear on the page. Photo 1, the caption, Orioles jersey number 18 with the Orioles name in Braille. Photo courtesy of the Baltimore Orioles. Photo 2, the caption, Mark Riccobono stands on the mound having wound up and ready to throw his strike. Photo courtesy of the Baltimore Orioles. It is hard to believe that the National Federation of the Blind has been headquartered for more than half its life in Baltimore. For some of us, the Federation's headquarters was at 2652 Shasta Road in Berkeley, California. For many, the address 218 Randolph Hotel Building in Des Moines, Iowa, will be a familiar address. But being the home of the National Federation of the Blind's headquarters for four decades brings with it publicity, awareness, and recognition. In recognition of the 40th anniversary of the National Federation of the Blind moving its national headquarters to Baltimore on Tuesday, September 18, the Baltimore Orioles became the first team in American professional sports history to incorporate Braille lettering into their game day uniforms. Wearing specially designed jerseys with Braille lettering of both Orioles and player last names, they took the field to play the Toronto Blue Jays. Afterwards, the jerseys were autographed, authenticated, and auctioned on the Orioles' website to benefit the National Federation of the Blind. It wasn't just about special jerseys or the accessibility features at Oriole Park, either. On this historic night, National Federation of the Blind President Mark Riccobono threw out the ceremonial first pitch of the game. The National Federation of the Blind YouTube channel has video of this with commentary by the park announcers. A link to the video can be found on the show notes page. The first 15,000 fans in attendance received a co-branded NFB Orioles Braille alphabet card distributed by volunteers from the NFB. Additionally, members of the NFB were at the Orioles Reach community booth near Gate D during the game.